I'll start today. Today's topic is Ashrei, the understanding tefillah. Begin to understand. It's really be called beginning to understand tefillah because it's a long, long way. 1 year is not nearly enough for one tefillah. So, but we're going to do what we can because today's just one tefillah and we're not even going to get through, you know, a word really. Today, we're going to go a little bit out of the actual page from tefillah again and we're going to learn a famous mimer of the Alter Rebbe. Famous mimer, everyone know the Alter Rebbe is. Shneur Zalman Eliade. Anyone know what a mimer is as opposed to a sicha or any of those? No? Chabad is different levels. Huh? A mimer is different than a sicha, and a sicha is like a Torah given over to everyone. A mimer is given over only on special occasions. At special times, and there's preparation for a mimer. Preparation for a mimer, just like, you go to the mikvah a few days beforehand, just like there's preparation for Yom Tov, just like there's preparations to go see a Rebbe back when it used to be in Poland, then in Europe, and Ukraine, and Galicia, etc. You were supposed to have prepared to see a Rebbe, just like you prepare for Yom Kippur. Anyway, so there were preparations for this, and a mimer is on a much higher level. It's almost like pilpul and chassidus, very deep. It's on the, it's the Kabbalistic areas of chassidus. The rebbeim talk about it, and they, in fact, in Chabad, for example, they hold on to I think a red handkerchief, just to show that they're still in this world. That's where they got a sim movie, with Limbo. What's it called again?
In the Hollywood movies.
In something.
Inception.
Or you spin the thing. That's where it came from. Rebbe. No, but this goes back all the way to the Alter Rebbe. Shneur Zalman Eliade. You may also have known the Tanya and the Shulchan Aruch Harav and many other amazing, amazing works. It changed the world of Hasidus till this day. And today we're going to learn a pretty difficult mimer. And we're not going to do the full thing because just about each word is a paragraph. And we're going to do Ashrei today. It's pretty long. You know, it's at least 22 letters, so. Lubavitcher Rebbe himself, actually, in his Perush Tehillim, was Mikutsar. Shortened it up a bit and brought it only to specific points, being it a Perush Tehillim and not just that. But it's really from the Maimrim, I've learned the Maimrim, it's an unbelievable Maimrim, you recommend learning it. It's a Maimrim of the Alter Rebbe, it's page Tavkuf, Maimare Admar Zakein, Taf Kuf Ayin, that's the year. And it's on page Kuf Lamed Aleph, and it goes on for many pages. We're going to do a little run through what we can, just begin to understand the deepness. We'll just pass out some sheets here. This is just some of it, by the way. This is just some of the perish of the Mekutzer from the Lubavitcher Rebbe himself. The current Lubavitcher Rebbe is Chlisi Ganalina. Okay. We all know the famous tefillah of Ashrei. Sorry? Both. No, he's very humble. He doesn't come up anymore. But it's very, very, very... we all know about Ashrei. We say it at least twice every morning. We say it mincha. You know, it could be even more than that. It's very deep, it's very difficult, but it's an amazing tefillah. If anyone wants to give the go-to, you know, I assume we've all seen Ashrei here, what would you say Ashrei is about?
Asking in Hashem's presence and admitting that He is the one that takes care of the entire world. He provides us with all everything we need.
God's connection with man.
That's one pasuk. That's not wrong, that's for sure. All right. It's most tefillahs. Okay, so that's why we're having the shiur. So first of all, you should know that it's brought down Kol Omer Zeh Hamizmor Shalosh Pamim B'chol Yom B'chol Chavanaso Muftach Shu Ben Olam Haba L'Goda Aschal Chaveru Ba'al Feis. You should know that. It's known that anyone who does say this Mizmor with Kavana three times in the day, the main ikir of the Kavana, like you said, is B'teir. That's a Uv must be L'chol Hayretzon. But there's a lot behind that, and there's a larger concept to that. He's Muftach Shu that he's going to be Ben Olam Haba. And L'godol ha-tehila chaviru ba'alopez. It's going to go from Aleph to Tav. It's going to go in there. It's going to have fantastic tehilas. Fine. If you don't know, the first two psukim in Ashrei are not from Ashrei itself. Mm-hmm. Right? From different places, but he brings it anyways. But it actually starts with Taf, Tehil David. It doesn't, and then it's Aram Mimcha. Because the title, Tehil David, it's the Tefillah of David. Fine. Mizmor Shekola Seder Ha Hishtashlas. Help me out. This is difficult. So this is a Mizmor, which in it is included the entire Seder HaHishtashlus. What's the Seder HaHishtashlus referring to in Kabbalistic terms? The order of the chains, right? It's the order of the world, or also known as the spheres. Does everyone know the spheres here?
All ten of them?
In order? So it's 7 by 3. So you remember it. That's a quote from the Sefer Yetzirah. But it's Chachma Bina Das, Chesed Gvura Tiferes, Netzach Hod and Yesod, right? And they're all connected, and it's all fancy, and it looks like, you know, Bible codes and whatnot. Actually, those two are not connected. And etc. That's basically what it looks like. And then over here, you have Keter. So that's 10 right there, right? So correct. But these are actually not connected to that. Fine. And there's, within each one is its own world, and we're not going to get into specifically what it is. But here's, what's right? Chachma. Chachma, my bad. Bina. Das. Chesed. Lura. Tiferet. Let's do it like that. Netzach. Hod, Yisod. Fine. Okay, everyone got that? Those are the spheres. You may have seen them, you may have not seen them. If you were in Sfat HaShabbos, nobody saw Ashkenazi Shul. He has a stained glass window of it. Okay. So this is a Mizmor, which includes all of these. What seems to be the label of all of this? Of this whole thing? That would be Keter, right? Keter is the top. Keter is referring to Keter Hashem, right? Crown of glory of Hashem Baruch Hu, his kingship and everything. Admor Zakim Mivar as Kol Tfilas Ashrei. So he goes through the entire Ashrei. Right? Aval Kan Mivar Rak Psukim Achad. Here it's only specific ones that we're going to go through. Alpiyesh Pnimiyas Anyanim. The deepest ways. Remember, this is a Mimer, so it's very deep. Ashrei. Starts off with Ashrei. Ashrei Hu Bechinas Keter Elyon. Shenikra Ashrei Milashon Tanak. Okay, what does Ashrei actually mean? Praiseworthy, right? Praised or praiseworthy. So Ashrei is this concept of Keter Elyon, of a higher crown, a higher being, a higher glory, and it's called Ashrei because it comes from a lashon of Tanuk, a glory. You get something out of something that's glorious. You're generally getting pleasure out of something glorious. So he says it comes from a lashon of ta'anuk, which usually you might put on different planes, right? I guess it's something beautiful, like a keter, but it's something that is very far from you, something that belongs to the king, and the upper kingship, and the upper worlds. Kamo ki ashruni benot. Okay, ashruni benot over there. That's referring to ta'anuk. Shebeketer me'ir ha'oneg ha'elyon. With Keter lights up the higher realms of pleasure. Not in the regular lines of pleasure, but there are obviously different levels of pleasure. We know that, right? Some things taste better than others. But Keter shows us, Meir Lanu, it lights up for us, meaning it's there. It's something that's already there. It just lights up for us and shows us this greater pleasure, this upper exalted pleasure. Umimenu mitlabish ba'av ve'em. Hanikraim yoshve ve'techa. Shehem beis habatim dechachma ubina. Okay. Lucky we have this chart. So there's the av and the aim. Okay? The father and the mother. This is how it's always referred to in the spheres. In fact, all these are av and aim and av and aim and av and aim. Okay? The right side is the av. Left side is the aim. So Av, the closest one to Keter, is Chachma, right? Beis, is Bina over here. The left of Keter over there is Bina. Bina is always known as a woman. Chachma is always known as a man. Does everyone know the difference between Chachma and Bina Vadas?
Yeah.
Everyone knows that? Yeah. All right. Explain it for everyone. So Chachma Bina Vadas, to give the a famous mashal of the Yidid Nefesh, actually. Famous mashal. He says that Chachma Bina Vadas is related to, let's say you want to build a house. So a person wants to build a house. The first thing that comes into his mind is, I want to build a house. Right? That's it. The idea pops into your mind. The next thing that he has to do is he gets a blueprint and he puts all the specific things of a door, and he wants to put a door here and a window there and this size and that size, and this doesn't go over here, and this, and all the specific protein, all the things that are included within the house. All the smaller things in this door, and a golden doorknob, and not a silver doorknob, and a white doorknob, and a clear thing, and this, that, and everything. Everything is included. Every small little thing that is included in that thing that snapped into your brain. Right? Well, I want to build a house. What's this house about? Das is building the foundation, or digging the foundation, if you will. And that's Hachmir Das. So, Lama Mashal Dav, Lama Dav Dom, eh? Chachmir Vedas is that first thought that pops into your head, a split thought of a general idea or a concept, something that a chachma came upon you, so to speak. Bina is looking into that. What are the deeper meanings, right? Or the Ramchal likes to bring down a lot, and he brings down the Erech Hashem. There's the looking at a forest, and then they're seeing the specific trees within the forest. Some people can only see specific trees, some people can only see the larger forest. Our goal is to have a das, is to be able to see all the trees within the larger forest. Okay, so that's chachmir v'das. A chachma over here is referring to the av, who, you know, men usually just things just pop into their heads and boom, it's good. And women, we know, being around in general, like to, you know, when a guy's conversation on the phone is usually about 30 seconds, a woman could talk on the phone about, you know, I'm a guy, so I'll call it absolutely nothing for hours. You know what I'm saying? And this and that, and all this different pratim, this and that, and what's her name again, and this and that, etc., etc. So that's Chachma and Bina. It's obviously much deeper than that. But those are called Yoshvei Veitecha, right? Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha. Now, Yoshvei Veitecha fits in with that, because who are the people who are Yoshvei Veitecha? Those are the people of the house, the owners of the house, the Av and the Ein. And who else is Yoshvei Veitecha? Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? The three people in a Jewish relationship. There's the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Av, and the Aim. The father and the mother and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? No Holy Ghost involved. So Ashrei is Keter. It's all referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Ashrei is the Midah of glory. This great Midah that is connected by a line to everything else, but is on a different level than everything else, if you can see over here. And the ones who are Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha, the Av and the Yim. Also, in the deeper meaning, the Chachma and the Bina. We'll leave it as the Av and the Yim. Sheheim Beis HaBatim the Chachma Bina, like he said. Fine. One paragraph down. Ulefize, Shemdubar Odot HaMshacha Miketer Yivor HaKol HaPsukim Shem HaMshach. Fine. Ulefize, and from this, it says in Pasuk Aleph, Arom Mimcha Elokai HaMelech. Once again, Tehilo David, Arom Mimcha Elokai HaMelech. What is Arom Mimcha? The Inyan HaRomimut Hu Bechinat Keter. Okay? Once again, there seems to be a following theme here, which is Keter. The theme of Ashrei is Keter. It's this greater praise, this greater pleasure of Ashrei. It's Romimut. The Inyan HaRomimut Hu Bechinat Keter. The idea of being exalted, of Aromeim, Hitromeim, is this concept of, we see it, it is literally exalted, even on this chart, it's exalted. Even a Keter in itself is something that is the highest thing, it's something that's above your head, literally above your head, could be where it comes from. It's something that is placed on your head that is above everything else on your body. It's Miromeim, literally. Shenikra Ram, ki hu miromeim mikol ha-yotzfiros. Like it says over here, from all the yotzfiros, it's the one that's above it. It's even a crown on top of all of these. The chol yotzfiros hem bechinos giloy. Okay, all the yotzfiros are this concept of making known. What does that mean? So, why do we have the spheres? The spheres are not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the spheres are, in some ways, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, shown to us, how we can relate to Him through different midot that He does. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed for us. Sometimes He does gevura for us. Sometimes He's netzach, sometimes He's hot. I mean, He's always all of these. But the different sides that we see more than others sometimes. You know, sometimes it's a balance of tferes or yesod. But these are the different ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses Himself to us in more ways than others. So this is the concept of Giloy. This is how He makes Himself known. Right? Sometimes we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gevura, right? He's Bechinas Din, which is also Gevura. Or He's Chesed, and He's just... You know, he builds a base of mikdash for us, or he gives us this, or He saves it, or you hear of a miracle. So he's obviously all of these. You enjoy? Huh? Sorry. Oh, there you go. Bring him in. So we're doing a Maimer Liyot Rebbe. It's not easy. But these are the ways in which these are also the ways generally in which we express ourselves also. These have other names that on simpler terms of words we use today. But these are the titles of the different expressions, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's His Giloy. Because if He's doing one of them, He's expressing something more than another. As opposed to Hester Panim, of hiding His face. This is the way He's showing us something. Not always do we understand. More often than not, we do not understand. Aval keter hustima dechol stimen. Keter, which is above everything else, is a stima bechol stimen. Is something that's closed and it's enclosed within something else. It's something that's way beyond us. Something that is so far away from us. Something that is the opposite of giloy. It's hester. In fact, even in this, it's connected by a little thread, but it's separated from all the rest. It's something that's way above us. Something that we don't understand the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't get what that means, Keter. I mean, I know there is the bracha, if I'm not mistaken, the bracha of if you see a foreign king. I can't remember the exact words of the bracha, but the Lashon translation of it in English is just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a kingship above. He has that kingship basically in order that we can, so to speak, understand a little bit of the hierarchy in this world. So I said it backwards, actually. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought hierarchy and kingship into this world so we can, so to speak, understand it a little bit more above. That's exactly it. But to actually understand, what does it mean, you know, our names are right, when you're born, your name is written on the Kisei HaKavod. What does that mean, you know? When, you know, you blow the shofar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu moves from the Kisei of Din to the Kisei of Rachman. You know, what does this mean? We know that He does not have a Zeru and a Tuya. Pretty sure. Never saw it. But it's something, Keter, that is something way beyond us. Something way, way, way beyond us. Because it's not even a Mida. To be a Keter, Keter is an actual object. These are different ways of acting, of being, or of thinking. But Keter is something that's way beyond that. Keter is an object that we can understand. And this is how it's not enough to just have this, that it's just called exaltedness. Elamosif kaf. It's aromeim cha. Right? With a chaf at the end. Ki akaf meremeza b'chinat keter. For two reasons. Two reasons why it's chaf keter. I'm sure you can guess one of them. Aleph ki hitchalta tevas keter hibekaf. Okay, kaf, keter. Okay, Aramaim Kaf. The Keter is the thing that's exalted. That's one simple answer, which you can see. And Beis Kaf, the letter Kaf, who Beis Pamim Yud. Right, we know Kaf is 20, and it's two Yuds. The Kolel B'Tocho Yud, Sfirut Be'or Yashar Shemilamala Lamata, the Yud Sfir Shemilamala Lamata, and Echlon B'Keter. Once again, one second. The kaf hu beis pam yud. So kaf is two times yud, right? Yud and yud makes kaf. Yud plus Yud equals Chaf. V'kol ha'betocho Yud Sfiros. Within that is, within Keter are these Yud Sfiros, the 10 Sfiros. Be'or Yashu Shalamah Lamata. And it's with this light, this straight light, which goes up and down, which we know is the Ratz of Hashem and Hashemah. We're not going to get into these, you know, deeper things. But Keter, right, there's all the worlds, all the four worlds, when within it are the spheres. And within Keter is included all of that. So it's 10, because it's included all in Keter, and it's connected to the regular spheres that we have. Okay? So that's the other answer. Sphere shalamah, milamata lamala, nechlalim b'keter. And it's all included in Keter. If you want to know more about that, look in part of Yisra. Fine. We'll connect it back to make this a little bit masi at the end. In the meantime, we're going to try to understand these upper worlds. Although I asked if Shlom Chaim Deitch, one of my rebbeim, Chassidus, was a big one of the great mashpiim in Chabad living these days. So he learned a lot of Torah by him, and I asked him like, why, you know, what's the point of learning all this Kabbalah? If, like, you know, like we don't like whatever Chassidus, let's call it. But Tachlis, this is from the Arizal, like. What's pshat? Like, I don't get it. Like, even if we do have this fine end of, you know, this picture in our heads of some crazy world and a bunch of circles connected by lines, like, what does this bring into our lives? And he said, the more you learn it, the more it gives you the schus to understand it, and then the more it becomes ma'asi. And it's true. Give it a go. It's true. How can I prove that? I don't know. But trust me, the more you learn it, the more you understand it. If you're really trying to learn it, you really have to give it a good go. You know, you have to be very careful of not interpreting things. You should learn it with something else, of course, someone else. But there is something to learning something that you don't understand. You know, there's big by the Sfaradim, right? They have a minhagim just to read the Zohar. Just read it. They don't understand a word, not even to, like, right? Like, basically like what most of us do by Shnei Mikra V'Echatar. They do it actually in the Zohar as well. Right? You just read through it. I know one close, you know? Saw one difference. Fine. But it'll get you there. Fine. Umasha Kasiv, back to where we were. Masha Kasiv Aromimcha. Now back to this word Aromimcha. Like I said, we're still in the third word of the entire Ashrei. I don't think we're going to make it through today. But Aromimcha. They're right. Aromim Chaf. Aromim to the exalted Keter. Balasha Nochach. Of making known. Shehu Inyan Hagiloi. Keter makes it known. Aramim, lihit ramim, is to exalt something. When you exalt something, you make it known. Right? How does, when someone becomes famous, they become exalted, they become known, they become popular. Afapi yesh shebechinas haketer ne'elam me'asagas hanivraim. Even though that this concept of Keter was lost, the understanding of Keter, we don't understand what Keter actually means. So it's something that makes known Keter. It's something that makes everything known, but it's Aramimcha Elokai HaMelech, meaning it's making the Melech more known. Meaning we don't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu now. We don't understand Keter, but we understand that there's more of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it now by reading this. We're bringing Keter, brings everything else and makes it famous. It makes it great. It makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's what makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu known and famous. It brings in his makom into this world. We know tefillah in general, right? There's tefillah in this Torah. When we daven tefillah, we go up. Our tefillahs come from itruuta del tata ad leitruuta del eila. Is the lashon of the Zohar. And it goes from this world and it goes up. We daven up. Our tefillahs rise and raise and go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kibiyachol. And when we learn Torah, so it's the opposite direction, right? All of a sudden we're learning, and pitom nechnas chachma, and a chiddush pops into our heads, and we're bringing Kadosh Baruch Hu's chachma kibiyachol down to this world. He's giving us these things, almost like a small level of nevuah, almost that he, right? Especially when you're learning, it's usually a way of work so hard at something, then it just snaps for you. It's like a like, where did that come from? Oh, now I get it. Ah, how many times do you hear that in a bass? Just that sound of like, where did that come from? It's just like, boom, it just enters your brain. And you, when you say it, you're bringing more of a Kadosh Baruch Hu into this world. That's what Keter is. Keter Torah. It's not Keter Tefillah. It's Keter Torah. What has a Keter on it? A Torah. An Aron Kodesh. These are things with Keter. We spoke about last week. The first piece of on Likutei Maharan Rabbi Nachman, how it's not that your learning is better because of tefillah, it could be, but your tefillos and bakashos, your davening and everything you ask for, that's only mekabel to a Kadosh Baruch Hu through Torah, not the other way around. It's only mekabel through Torah. Why? Shuva elai, v'shuva eleichem. We can daven all we want, but if we're not bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu back down to us through the Torah, if we don't know how to actually take that and make that ma'asi, we can ask and ask and ask and ask and rab and rab and steal and steal and do all these terrible things, but tefillahs are nothing if we're not making the ma'asi, and the Torah is what's teaching us how to make this practical, how to make Jewish life practical, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to act, how He wants us to put things into practice. It's everything about life. That's what the Torah is. Everything about life. How to live. So once again, it's this concept of Melech. Everyone knows who the Melech is. No one knows what the Keter is, but everyone knows who the Melech is because of the Keter. Because a Melech, what makes a Melech, and we've seen it in a million movies, when he's crowned king, literally. When he's crowned king, the Keter, no one thinks about. But the Keter, the actual crown, is what makes him king. Malchus de Atzilus, he calls it. Atzilus is the highest world, there's four worlds. There's Asi, Yetzir, Bria, and Atzilus, in that order, from down to up. Where in the world of Asiya, if you haven't figured that out yet, the world of doing, the world of doing. The next world is Yetzir, it's creation. The next world is Bria, is a different type of creation. We're not going to get into that. And Atzilus is this world that is way beyond. This right, if you look in Mekubalim Siddurs, so there's different parts of Tefillah. Tefillah Asiya, and Tefillah this, and this, Yiras HaShefa. Shmona Esrei is Olam Atzilus. It's the highest, right? It's the climax of Tefillah. It's the part where you're up there, and it's just you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not even out loud. It's a one-on-one conversation within a larger klal. In fact, I heard a great... I saw this in Sfat, actually, one of my favorite quotes. I still don't know who said it, but I saw it on a painting. It said, nine kings don't make a minion, but 10 farmers do. How's that? Nine kings don't make a minion, 10 farmers do. Something that's chazak. That one with a minion, it's good for you. It's very chazak. Obviously, it was in Sfat. No place else. Fine. So this highest world of Malchus, you know, Malchus is the highest place, and Atzilus is the highest world. So it's the highest place, the highest world. It's the Kisei Kavod, essentially. Shehi Bechina Achrona B'yud Spheres, which is the final concept in all the spheres, the highest one. Hina'ut Sofon B'tchilasim. But we know that, I mean, this is just a picture, but everything is a circle in Judaism. Everything comes full circle. So the closest is the farthest. It's like a racetrack. Or a circle, because they're the same shape. Oh, look at me, chidushim. Actually, it's usually an oval. Whatever. Either way, that's like the Jerry Seinfeld stand-up, right? Horse races. Ever see that one? The horse is just like out of breath. Like, I don't understand. If we would have stayed here, we would have been in first place. Why did we have to go? And then he sees the oat bag, and then he gets it from there. And anyway, great stand-up, Jerry Seinfeld. Habdal Elifalfi, I love him. Fun. But where was I? Fine, everything comes full circle. That's Pratan Sefer Yetzirah. V'atam shi mikabelas davka mibchinas keter. And why are we saying that it all comes from this concept of keter? Liot yoredet la'olamot b'yetzirah asiya sheshama klipus yecholim linok mimena. Okay? We're going to put that on simple terms because we've been talking about that sentence for a few hours right now, which we're not going to. But essentially, right, there's these four worlds of this, Keter being at the top of it. So after Atzilus is Bria, fine, and they're together, and then it comes down to the worlds of Yetzia and Asiya, and basically it picks up everything on the way. Meaning the more it goes through you know, the pinball machine, the more points it gets. And the greater it is when it comes back down here, if we know how to grasp that. On simple terms, the pinball machine. Okay? I don't know if they have those anymore. He tzricha l'shmira na'alit yoter, ולכן מקבל מבחינת הקטר, ובזה גופה לא רק מחיצוניס הקטר, אלא מפנימיס הקטר. Fine, and where does this come from? Everything comes from Keter, right? Right? Everything comes from the highest point, and it falls. Gravity brings it down to our world. Anything that comes into this world, it starts from the Shoresh, including us, including our neshamas, come from that Keter. But not just this idea of Keter, it comes from the Pnimis HaKeter, meaning it's something that's greater. Once again, we're talking about Ashri Ashri V'techa, okay, those three words you're focusing on. V'yesh lomar, I'll try and pick it up a little bit here. V'yesh lomar shezayu gam mashikazav aramim cha. B'chaf arucha, right? It's a chaf sofit. It's not just a normal chaf. I mean, obviously it can't because it's the end of a letter, but there's a reason for that. Aramim cha. With a long chaf. Ki hem shechas ha-chaf lamata min ashora mora al yirida lamata mata biyoter. It's essentially a yud that is brought down to this world, all the way down. There's a whole Torah of Yud Kei Vav Kei. I'm not going to get into that right now. But it's something that it's literally being brought down. The actual shape of the letter. There's something to that. The shapes of letters are very important. We know Rav Kook spoke a lot about that. V'zeu shemamshich va'avarecha shemecha va'avarecha shemcha shela'achar shenitgala haras haketa b'malchus. Right, what does that mean? V'avarecha shemcha, and blessed is his name. That after it makes known to us this, you know, showing of this crazy high up keter malchus. Yumshich mimenu hashefa lo mos b'tir zasiyo v'zeh v'arecha m'lishan ha'mavrich ha'sagefen shimcha v'china samalchus v'china shimecha v'china shem v'aras bovad. We're not going to get into that. We'll go on to the next pasuk and then we'll explain a little bit more. Potech et yadech u'mazbil chol charetzon. So he goes, skips the pasuk that zayin. Like I said, the Alter Rebbe himself goes through every single word of it. Literally, actually, if you open up the Maamar. Am Rabbeinu Zichrono Livracha, Al Tikre Yadecha Ele Yudecha. On the hands of the Chet, that Chaf Sofi, that's long again. Hainu Shepoteach Yadecha, Huptichu Di Yude Nun, Di Tikuna Di Yakna, Shehem Yun Vavin, Shnimshachim Viniftachim Bechachma, Hainu Hemshachas HaKeter. Okay, what he's saying, what is this whole idea? You mentioned that Potech Ad Yadecha Mizbil Chayotzon was, right? That's the part that if you didn't have Kavanah in that part of Ashrei, you need to go back and start from the beginning. Almost everyone. Right? Potech Ad Yadecha, what does that mean? Potech Ad Yadecha Mizbil Chayotzon. Open your hand and you will give to everyone, right? You will satiate everyone. To everyone who wants, actually. Everyone who wants. But he says Yadecha is Yadei Chaf. Back to this Keter is this Chaf, this Keter, that's a Chaf Sofi, that's coming down. Anything that's coming from there, whoever is Ratzon, his Yadei Chaf, his Keter, straight from the Shoresh, is open. A little summary here. Not to summarize everything we spoke about, because we spoke about a lot, and we didn't even, you know, scratch the surface. But first of all, we saw here a few things. Number one, the deepness of one word in, you know, how it's so far beyond us. We know that, you know, the letters or something. It's actually a Hanukkah video I grew up on, cartoon, very deep. Now that, you know, I've been thinking about it. Sorry, no, it wasn't Rugrats. Although everyone grew up on Rugrats, that's an ill way. But it was a cartoon where the Greeks came in and they started to show all their gashmias and their bodies and all this. And the Jews started to like it and all this Olympic stuff. And in the beginning, everything was made of letters. You know what I'm talking about?
Letters light up a little?
Yeah, yeah. Everything was made of actual Hebrew letters. I think, which is known that that's how the world is great. The world is created with letters. Everything's letters. Table is shulchan, shin lamin. This is, like, there was even a story of the Tzemach Tzedek where he, I believe he looked up at the ceiling and he saw a beam. Tzemach Tzedek is the grandson of the Alter Rebbe we're talking about right now, and he said, Zaydi, I see a koira. I said, great, I also see a koira. I said, no, I see only letters. Now he started to only see in letters. It's this crazy high level. Just seeing the letters of things, seeing what's in, betoch, right? Hasecho shebechol davar, as Rabbi Nachman calls it. But, so everything was made up of letters. And then the Greeks came in, and the Hebrew letters started switching to Greek letters, and they weren't lit up anymore. And it was obviously a deeper idea in this cartoon. So it was a cartoon for the Baba Sali, and it was also a cartoon for us little kids. Because one number one was a nice show, but it was also it must have been made by Sfardim, because every Sfardim little boy is the Baba Sali. Fine, but we see the ultimate, you know, what's included in every single letter and every single nekuda, the greatness of it, and this concept of Ashri Ashri Vetecha, this concept of Tehil David, Aromim Chalukai HaMelech, where this is right before we get into all the halukas, right? All the different halukas, of which it's just, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amazing, everyone praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the seas, the stars, we praise Him with this shofar, we praise Him with this violin, and etc., etc., and all these different instruments. Before we get into that, we're establishing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something beyond our understanding, something much greater. He's something that's way above, that we cannot understand. He's this concept of Keter. But what? Keter is written here, the Chav is written Arumimcha, with the Chav Sofit. That Keter is something that although it's way, 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 way beyond us, way above us, is something that is able to be pulled down straight from the Shoresh, straight from its source, and to be brought down to us. So Ashrei is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are way beyond us. We're about to get into this whole idea of just saying praise about you. But we're praising you in order to bring your greatness into this world so that we can show it. We can be Megala Yichav Hashem, as the Ramchal likes to say. We can bring your name into this world more and more. And Keter is what makes it famous. Keter is what makes it famous. Keter is what crowns the king and makes him king. Mirtz Hashem, that we should crown the King of Glory again. Tzemach David Avdecha Meir Tatzmiach. The Karen Otarim B'Shua Secha, Kiblu Shua Secha, Kivin Koyem Ruch Hashem. Matzmiach Karen Yeshua. Let the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu once again be shown in this world. And Mirtz Hashem will be dancing the Beis Mikdash soon. And Mirtz Shabbos.